Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of March, we will be exploring the topic, Following His Guidance. March 26, His Resources. Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat? This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do. John 6, verses 5 and 6. I was a youth leader for several years. Two or three times a year, I organized trips for our group. Approximately 30 of us would travel together in large vans. I used to scout the complete trip ahead of time, taking photos, finding restrooms and markets to buy ice and water, planning the food for the whole group, etc. Well, you get the picture. I was the girl with a map and calculator in hand, planning every detail to make sure everything was under control. As the years went by, I realized that in life I would need much more than calculators. Philip is the pragmatic disciple who makes the comments that I would have made. He seems to worry about details, wanting to make sure there are no surprises. One time, Jesus was encouraging his disciples, telling them not to worry, that he would come back for them and that they were to believe in him. Philip answered, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." John 14, verse 8. "Jesus, I want to see for myself. Then I will be okay." I can totally relate. But Jesus wanted Philip to realize that maps and calculators are not enough to navigate life nor to assure us of our salvation. Once a great crowd followed Jesus, and he found a perfect opportunity to demonstrate this. John writes that Jesus asked Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?" John 6, verse 5. This was only a test because Jesus already had in mind the miracle of the feeding. This is the moment when Philip is supposed to respond, "Lord, you know, but I don't." Instead, he pulls out his calculator and gives Jesus a financial report. 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little. John 6, verse 7. We, like Philip, need to learn to focus on Jesus and trust in his plan instead of our skills and solutions. He who accomplished salvation for us, that which was impossible for us to do, also has ample resources to meet all the challenges that we could possibly face in life. And just as with the miraculous feeding, he always has a plan. Let's trust him and his guidance.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!